Coinbase is planning to phase out its San Francisco headquarters and will go headquarterless, according to media reports. Planning to push a remote-first atmosphere among its workforce, Coinbase plans to allow workers to meet up as they feel necessary using a network of small offices in various cities, rather than a prestigious office in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is home to some of the highest costs of living in the world and rapidly rising crime. Coinbase made headlines recently for becoming a publicly listed company on the NASDAQ stock exchange. The popular crypto wallet reportedly has more than 50 million customers. Coinbase's radical plan to grow without a corporate headquarters should be a good arguing point against those who say that cryptocurrency isn't eco-friendly. Banks used to require many skyscrapers and regional branches, and so much paper gets mailed around. Coinbase wants to become headquarterless within a year, so no skyscrapers and even less paper we'd imagine. This is Fulcrum News, real news from America's capital. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes if you enjoy the show.
As long as you're not expecting too much, life is good in 2021. If you're hearing these words, you've survived the pandemic. The world cheered as Coinbase, one of the earliest cryptocurrency wallet companies, listed on the NASDAQ, becoming a public company in the United States. Its millennial founder is already worth $12 to $16 billion, according to media estimates. And with the public focus on Coinbase, as well as broader concerns including possible conflict with China, the leading cryptos soared to new all-time highs in April. If you're crypto curious, or if you already have some crypto and want a fascinating new research view, check out our brand new book, link in the description, and also available in the Amazon Kindle store. Search for Winner Take All, Bitcoin Ether, and the Rise of New Money.